day, good afternoon, good morning, mojambo. My name is Joy Dabo, and I am excited to be here today with you as we begin to dive in into the scripture of meditation, prayer, and just reflecting on God's word. If this is your first time to be here with us, I want to say welcome. If you are always here with us, and I want to say as well, welcome. It is good to have you in this space. It is good to always open the Bible, read, meditate, and just dive in. I pray that you get to enjoy this episode as we dive in Isaiah 61. I want to talk to you, mom, wife, sister, woman of word, woman of power, that you are ready for this. You are ready for this. You are anointed, and God has a special message for you. So let's get to it. Let's go. Mujambo, hello and welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made. My name is Joy Dabo, and I'm excited to be here again once more with you to meditate on God's word and to just listen to the heart of God. If you have not heard this testimony before, but I want to tell you, my first encounter with God was through scripture. And since then, I have fallen in love with scripture. I love it to pieces, to put together. I love diving in, and I love just sharing it, even spending time reading it just by myself, because there's something beautiful, exciting, life-giving when you read scripture. I hope you are ready to dive in with me on Isaiah 61. I have been just sitting down, minding my business and trying to figure out what this time are we going to talk about? What are we going to share? And I just keep hearing in my spirit, the spirit of the sovereign Lord is upon me. And I was like, ooh, that's Isaiah. Listen, I get excited about this Isaiah 61. It's also the place where I got called when I received my call, was in Isaiah 61 as well. So we're going to dive in. And the message that I want to share with you is simple. You are anointed to preach good news. I know you will say, Joy, I'm not a pastor. I'm not looking forward to being a prophet or a pastor or pastor's wife. That's okay. The message that I have for you and I today as a reminder, especially for you that are mother, listen, tune in. And if you're not a mom, it's okay. You may know a mom or you are connected to a mom, share this message with them. And also, before we begin diving in Isaiah 61, I also want to wish you, first of all, happy Rosh Hashanah Day, because we are officially as of yesterday evening, we are officially in New Year in the Hebrew calendar. You may not know about it. I'll say Google it, read about it. Rosh Hashanah, I'd love to hear, read about it and learn about the biblical feast of the Bible. If you want to learn more about the biblical feast, I'll put the link in the chat, but I'll put the link in the description. You can go over on YouTube, our channel at God Imprint channel, where we receive amazing teaching from one of my good friend, Reverend Sheila, who came and taught on Rosh Hashanah. So you can go over to YouTube channel, God Imprints with an S, God Imprint, and look under there for the teaching on Rosh Hashanah, so you will get up to speed and know what is this festival about and why is that important to you and why do you need to know it and celebrate at this time. Whether you're listening this, it's not Rosh Hashanah, you're listening to it another time and you're like, you hop on this up podcast and it inspire you to listen to it, still, go over to YouTube channel, GodImprint.com, and not GodImprint.com, YouTube channel, GodImprint, and look at the episode that we did on Rosh Hashanah. You'll be so amazed and blessed. We actually did a whole full series on the biblical feast, all the way from Rosh Hashanah to the Feast of the Tabernacle to the Feast of Pentecost, like all of them, we did them. So you can go there and indulge and enjoy and be blessed by it so it can help you prepare for the next year. All right? Awesome. So again, my name is Joy Dabo. I want to welcome you. Let's dive in into the meditation of Isaiah 61. Are you ready? Let's go. Let's do it. So Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61 began with the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, on you. It's a powerful declaration that I might begin to share first is that God has always promised of you and I to receive His Spirit. This powerful declaration and statement, we also see it in Luke 4 when Jesus entered the temple after being tested. So the sequence is basically this way. Jesus got baptized by John the Baptist, and the Spirit, as a symbol of a dove, shows up on him. And the writer, the author said, or John the Baptist, the one who was baptizing him, or Luke, or the testimonies of people is that they heard a voice that says, "This is my son, my beloved son, in whom I am pleased." So in that moment of Jesus' baptism, we see the Trinity, Jesus the Son, we hear the voice of the Father, and the Holy Spirit manifesting or moving as a figure of a dove. Right after that, the word of God says that Jesus was sent into the wilderness to be tempted, to be tested. And of course, we know that there, that's where he encountered the enemy, Satan, who tested him over and over and over and over and over. But in the Bible, we have only about four tests that we know of. And right after that, so baptism, wilderness, after the wilderness, in the church, in the temple. And there in the temple, this is where now Jesus voiced himself, declaration. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is where Jesus began to declare who he is. And as we're about to dive in, about who are you? What does the Spirit of the Lord says about you? As we're about to dive in, I want you to prepare your heart and prepare your mind to receive this message, to allow the Holy Spirit to guide us, to give us clarity and understanding of His Word, that we may be able to practice it, to put it to work in our time together, in our time at home, and wherever we go. That the Spirit of God, who gives clarity, who gives guidance, will come upon you and I as we meditate. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so here we are. Isaiah 61. We begin as a declaration. We see it first practiced or demonstrated is by Jesus, who declared it in the temple. And the word of God says that he declared it with such strong conviction. He declared it with strong conviction to the point that it made those who heard him read it uncomfortable. What does that say to me? It's revealed that when we know who we are in Christ through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, there is an authority and power that comes with it, that whatever, whoever is in our surrounding that does not comply to that spirit will become uncomfortable, which means that some people may not like anymore the way you talk. Some people may not like the way you dress. Some people may not like the way you just hold yourself. All right, I'm going a little bit ahead of myself. So let's go rewind the process. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, upon you. The question is the Spirit of the Lord on you? God had promised, even in the New Testament, Jesus said, if you of the wicked mind, if your son, meaning your daughter, your children, ask you for bread, would you give them a rock or a serpent? He says, no, you will not. If you that is wicked know not to give that to your children, how much more if you ask the Lord of anything, will he not give you his spirit? So God have always wanted to give you his spirit. The question is, have you received the Spirit of the Lord? All the way from even back from the prophet Joel, the Lord says there will be a time, he says in Joel 2, where I will pour my spirit upon all people. All people will receive the Spirit of God. And then that fulfillment began in Act 2. Because when Jesus ascended into heaven, he was telling the disciples, hey, yo, remember, stay behind, stay in Jerusalem and wait. You will receive the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will receive power. Many are walking, even those who say they speak in tongues and those who prophesy. I'm not going to come here and talk about anything against them because I don't know. But I want to speak about what I know. And this is it. The God wants you to receive his Holy Spirit. Especially, I want to speak to mom. Those who are in the home setting with children, with family. Why this passage is so important to you as a leader of your home. I want you to understand the significance and the power into this, because it has so much to it, to so much power in the declaration of the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. We're going to talk about why is it upon you for? What's the purpose? But before we get to the purpose, let's talk about how do you receive that upon you? Let's follow Jesus' journey in Luke 4, right? Actually, Luke, let's just go with the whole Luke, okay? Jesus get baptized. Not that he needed to be baptized. He didn't need to be baptized, but he wanted to show us everything that Jesus did on earth was to show you and I the process, the steps, the way, how we are to reconcile with the Father, how to build a better relationship with God, how to communicate with God, how to maintain, how to abide, how to remain, how to stay with the Father. So he began the journey with baptism. If you have not been baptized, first of all, being baptized is one of the primary foundation of the journey of receiving or of this declaration, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Is the first step is to what? To be baptized. Be baptized in the water. And as you are baptized, it's a declaration of I am dead to sin, dead to this world. And when I come up, I come up as a new living, as a new creation, as a new creature. I become alive now, not in the flesh, not in my own strength, not in my own ability, but I come alive through Jesus Christ. It's a symbol, it is a sign, it is a declaration that says when I'm being baptized, as I enter the water, I am dying to self. Everything about me has died. It's a declaration. I love one of our bishops says this, that, you know, for people who get baptized over and over and over, it's like you are being, you went in the water as a sinner and you come out as a wet sinner. I love that. I love that analogy. You go in the water as a sinner, but you come out as a wet sinner. That's not the purpose, right? Baptism, there is that separation, division of old you and the new you that is being born in Christ. Ooh, Jesus. Jesus coming out of the water. Remember what he says, right? Let's go there. I'm going to read it for you. Luke 4. Let's go there. You hear me shoveling my page. I am going there with you. All right. And it says this. Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the desert. Okay. But let me read you a little bit earlier on in the baptism. Let's see, look here. When Jesus, okay, this is Luke 3. Luke 3 says this. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven. You are my son, whom I love. With you, I am well pleased. Let's pause right there. What is it saying? When you get baptized, when I get baptized, whenever a person get baptized, we enter the water. We are making a declaration of me dying to self in order for me to be born in Christ. Hallelujah. In order for me to be born in Christ. When I made that declaration, and it is sincere, when it is sincere, what happened is when I come out of the water, I am coming out being born in Christ. And what happened to Christ in that moment at his baptism happened to me as well. Oh, this is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Happens to me, to you as well. you receive the baptism of water. Make it clear. You receive the baptism of water. And as you receive the baptism of water, you are affirmed. You become affirmed both by Jesus, the Father, and the Holy Spirit. They affirm you as their beloved daughter, as their beloved son. They give you a new identity. And of course, what happened next with Jesus is he goes into the wilderness, right? He's led into the wilderness. The journey of being led by the Holy Spirit began, but that doesn't say yet that the Holy Spirit is upon you. Oh my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Okay. This is so good. This is so good. This is so good. This is so good. The journey began. But we have not received the Holy Spirit yet. We have been affirmed. Our identity in Christ have been affirmed through the baptism. When we are doing it with sincere heart, we are baptized in the water and we are affirmed by the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Once we are affirmed, then we are led now by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Jesus is not here physically. We are led by the Holy Spirit. Just like the Spirit led Jesus into the wilderness, the Spirit of God will lead you. He's not yet. You have not received him yet. He's there to accompany you. There is the presence of God to accompany you. And part of that accompaniment include testing. The wilderness, the place of pain and hurt and suffering, right? Why? Because you're going through that refinement. You're going through the process. You're going through the rebirthing now. You've been birthed. Your identity has been approved. And now you're going through the process of what? Of walking out now. Let me give you an example. It's like, going to an interview for a job. You go, you apply. Once you apply, it goes through HR. HR goes and talk to the, what they call the hiring manager, or it goes to the whoever is in charge of that position. Once the HR approve it, it goes to the person who's hiring, the hiring manager. They come together. They affirm and say, yes, we want this person to come in. When that person comes in, they do now the interview to see if what you put on paper and what you say and what you present are actually true. This is where most people get lost and feel like, oh no, I can't do it. It's just a testing. It's a refinement, right? But and then after the refinement, it's so beautiful because Jesus then, he overcome all these testing of life that you and I as well encounter in our life and ends up in the church. Somebody say church. He ends up in the church and he's reading the scroll, aka the Bible. He reads the Bible. And there in the process of reading the Bible, he is at this place of where we come from, Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. So how did we go from the wilderness to the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me? Is where I want us to continue to dive in, because I, for the longest time, thought like the moment you get baptized, boom, the Holy Spirit, you got it, right? But when I began to look at the journey of Jesus and the promise of the disciples, to the disciples, Jesus tell the disciples, he said, go to Jerusalem, go in Jerusalem, remain there. And while you're there, you will receive the Holy Spirit. Right? He will come upon you. It was through prayer. It was through fellowship. It was through them gathering. Do not forsake, Hebrews says, do not forsake the gathering. Man, let me tell you, my sister, let me tell you, brother, if you have not been going to church, it's time to go back. Go back to the church. That's just a little parenthesis that I'm opening and I'm quickly going to close it. Go back to church. Fellowship. Attend the church. If Jesus, the Son of God, the living God himself, when he went after going through the wilderness, still entered the temple, went in the temple, made the declarations, why do we think or believe that we can operate outside of that order? Follow Jesus' order and you will see. Okay? So let me fast forward. We're in the act. The disciples are praying, are fasting, and they're together. And that's in that movement that the Holy Spirit come up on them. What does that tell me? It tells me that to receive the Holy Spirit is not just from coming into the water and out of the water and automatically I receive him, but there's a journey to receiving the Holy Spirit. We have to seek him. We have to desire him. We have to want to have him through prayer, through fellowship, through praise. And just like Jesus in the congregation, in the sanctuary, received the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying that you will receive the Holy Spirit only in church. I'm saying the process, right, of seeking, the process. When Jesus entered the temple, that's where some people receive the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit in the church. For some, it could be in the car. You're praying and seeking God. I need you. I desire to have you. Please come into my life. And seeking the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit come upon their life, enters their life. So now baptism confirmed who you are, your identity, and then the Holy Spirit comes and seal it to give you the power and the authority of God to operate in you. As it says in Act 2, they receive, Act 1:8, he says, you will receive the Holy Spirit and you will receive power. You will receive power. Many, the enemy does not want you to receive the Holy Spirit because he knows you want to receive power. Now we're getting to connect, right? We're going to connect now about what I said earlier. The importance of this declaration is not just to declare, oh, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. Why is the Spirit of the Lord should come upon you? How does the Spirit of the Lord come upon you? And the purpose of the Spirit of the Lord coming upon you is very important. In order for you to understand this declaration and be able to use it in your home and be able to invite or practice what the power of the Sovereign Lord coming upon you. It is the Spirit of God, Yahweh, Elohim, Adonai, Yeshua, the Holy Spirit himself who comes upon you and enables you to do the very thing that you are unable to do in your home. Is your marriage struggling? He has the answer for you. Is your finances struggling right now? He has the answer for you. Are your children struggling in school? He has an answer for you. Is the family relationship very chaotic and wanting to unify everybody, bringing people together? He has the answer for you. But you got pursue him. to declare the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. It's for those who have gone through that process, the process of baptism, discipleship, growing in prayer. Begin with igniting your faith. Begin with seeking Him. Develop a prayer life, a time to meditate on God's word, because then the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, will continuously come on you to guide you, to direct you, to teach you, to show you the way. Let me read for you one of my other, I told you I love the Bible, right? I told you, I think I did. I told you, see, this is the place where I find the Lord. And it's just have blessed me. And I don't know any other way of life. So here we go. Psalm 32:8. I'm almost there. I'm shoveling my pages. You can hear them. Psalm 32:8. Is it 32:8? No. Oh, my. Not 32:8. I'm sorry. Hear this, 32:15. Till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high, and the desert becomes a fertile field, and the fertile field seems like a forest. The Spirit is poured upon us, right? When the Spirit is poured upon you, the desert becomes fertile. And the fertile field like a forest. To declare the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me. It is the beginning of your journey to become fertile. Multiply. The blessing, because when the Spirit of God is with you, there is life. And that life will begin not only to manifest and multiply within you, the recipient, the receiver of that Spirit, but He will begin to expand in your territory. To give you life. To give you life. And life in abundance. To give you life and life in abundance. All right. Hold on. Hold on something. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. All right. We're gonna end right here. We're gonna end right here. All right. So what I just read. My pages just flipped on me. God directs me every time. I love it. So what I just read, for those who are following me through scripture and you're taking note, that was Isaiah 32:15, not Psalm. That what I just read, till the Spirit is poured upon us from on high and the desert become the fertile field. It is from Isaiah 32:15. Now, okay. Now, Psalm 32:8 that I was looking for, right? I flipped the pages. I see Psalm. And then I'm reading. I'm like, it doesn't read. Okay. It read Psalm 32. But and then I just realized, no, I'm in Isaiah. But praise God. We're still flowing with the Spirit. All right. The Spirit of God is still good. He's flowing. And here we go. Let me read to you Psalm 32. Psalm 32:8 says this, I will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you and watch over you. That's what the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord will be doing. He will instruct you. He will teach you the way you should go according to the will of the Father. He will counsel you. And He will watch over you. to make sure that you remain in alignment. And as the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on you and guiding you through this process of Psalm 32:8, guess what? The result of Isaiah 32:15 began to manifest, began to show, began to what? To demonstrate throughout your life. So, begin to think about it. Begin to pray. Begin to seek God. And ask Him, where in the process are you? And begin to seek Him. And as you seek the Holy Spirit, He will guide you. So when you make this declaration, it is a declaration you make with power, with conviction, and that you may see the fruit in your home. Let's talk to God. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much, my God, for sending Jesus, our Lord Jesus, on earth to show us the way, how we are to live, how we are to follow, how we are to be, so that, my Lord, we do not lose our way. My God, there's so many who said, I've been baptized multiple times and life seems to not have changed. And there are those, my Lord, who cry day in and day out, hoping, my Father, that their testimony of their faith, that God, what they said, my Lord, that they believe that they will get to see the fruit. For the mother listening right now with a prodigal daughter or a prodigal son. For a father listening who lost their loved one or their marriage have broken apart. To the nurse, my God, standing in the hallway and their patient have been gone. My Lord, the people who ask, where are you? And hope to get the answer. My Father, I pray that the word, your word, will guide them to see the truth and to open their eyes to know that, to receive the Holy Spirit, you give peace to deal with these situations that are so complex. For the one, my God, who says, how do I do it? I pray that this message will guide them and that they will receive and will begin actually to pursue the Holy Spirit. And that they may receive Him. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Right, my dear friend, I hope and pray that this message was a blessing to you. Share it. Give it to somebody. Encourage them in their faith journey and allow them to see how they can pursue the Holy Spirit. Until next time, stay blessed, stay connected. Remember, read your Bible, ignite your faith, and go to church. Take care, everybody. Salvation is powerful. It's not just a personal experience, but its power can transform your entire household. Hi, I'm Joy Dabo, founder of God Imprint. As a mom and as a wife, I discovered that God's salvation wasn't just for me. It was for my entire household. At God Imprint, we're here to help you establish a strong Christ-centered home, grounded in intimacy and support and unity. Join us to experience household salvation movement and the joy of a peaceful home in Christ.